This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
The ongoing debate about the use of children as political props to push the agenda of adults, especially pertinent as we start the school year. Case in point, climate darling Greta Thunberg, or the Suzuki Foundation's hashtag 18-8 campaign, which wants to lower the voting age to 8 because, like 16-year-old Greta, they've been told repeatedly that the world will come to an end if we don't take action on climate change immediately. And by the way, one grade 3 student may not be particularly welcome because she's insisting that David Suzuki sell not one, not two, but all of his personal properties and immediately stop taking any flights, eliminate plastics, including his cell phone and credit cards. But back to Greta, who's constantly surrounded by creepy men and women whose only interest is in her ability to get media attention. Now, a lot of people, including well-known U of A professor Andrew Leach, some talk show hosts, obviously the Suzuki Foundation, don't have a problem with that. Well, let me say, as a parent of three, I would not let them near my children or anyone else's I know. Greta Thunberg is a 16-year-old with a well-chronicled history of depression. She suffers from Asperger's, and let's be clear, these people have absolutely no idea how the disease impacts her, but that doesn't bother them a bit. They obviously disagree with me. Like all children, I think her personal well-being should be paramount. Ask yourself, though, how long would the climate crowd swoon over her if she dares stray one iota from the alarmist agenda? They don't love or care for her because of who she is as a person. No, she's not the mascot of climate alarmism because she's done extensive research or can add something to the scientific understanding of climate change. No, she's there for one reason. She's a child who can garner media attention for the alarmist agenda. And if she can't do that, she'd be of no use to them. You might want to also note that most politicians work hard to have their non-adult children out of the limelight, and it's for good reason. Our job is to protect our children, not indoctrinate them. Indoctrination is the right word, by the way, when you consider Greta believes we have less than 5 years to ward off catastrophe. That's not based on science. It's based on the one-sided alarmism that she's been subjected to. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.